Less than 10 years after a Kiwi Kohanga project was established at Rotokare Scenic Reserve in Taranaki, it's been so successful it's begun relocating the national bird outside of the sanctuary. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
So just a quick note about photographs, team. Just no flash, please.
A 230-hectare forested hill country block, complete with wetlands and a 17-hectare natural lake, Rotokare has become a focal point for South Taranaki conservation efforts. Run by a local community trust, the reserve, 12 kilometres inland from Eltham, has been surrounded by a predator-proof fence costing more than $2 million since 2008. In 2012, it launched the Taranaki Kiwi Kohanga at Rotokare in conjunction with the Taranaki Kiwi Trust. The sanctuary manager, Simon Collins, explains it had modest beginnings.
So we started with zero kiwi. By the end of 2014, we had released 33 founding kiwi into the sanctuary. And so over this period of time, they've been breeding. Estimates at the moment, we reached around about 180 kiwi population. So it's a reasonable estimate. It'll never be exact.
Last month, 10 kiwi were released in a 400-hectare totara forest in Mangamingi, the only transfer of its kind in Taranaki. Mr. Collins says it's hoped the translocation will be the first of many.
From here on in, every year, anywhere from 20 to 40 kiwi per year will be cropped from the sanctuary by our partnership project, and we'll be looking for other safe places to re-establish kiwi populations around Taranaki and the Western Brown Kiwi Range.
Sue Hardwick-Smith is a trustee with the Taranaki Kiwi Trust. The trust's role in the partnership is to find blocks of bush suitable for kiwi.
I have landowners that we work with, private landowners, and they have kiwi on their properties. And in some cases there may be no kiwi in that area, but the habitat is perfect for them. And with the trapping and the control that the farmers are doing on their properties, that will be a great place for them to go in the future.
Ms. Hardwick-Smith is too modest to mention that the totara forest at Mangamingi is on her and husband Tim's property. They've been working on predator eradication with help from the South Taranaki branch of Forest and Bird, which has been trapping there since the 1970s. Ms. Hardwick-Smith says the challenge now is to find more suitable habitat for kiwi, but she's nevertheless rapt with the project's progress thus far.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yes, we've been working at it for the last 10 years and this week has been the week to start taking them out and seeing them in new places. It's, yeah, just really good, very satisfying, and we can be proud of our effort.
Mr. Collins says the Kohanga's approach could revolutionise the battle to protect kiwi.
No longer are we going to see one kiwi or two kiwi going here or there, or I guess the traditional approach has been Operation Nest Egg. So we go out, we take the kiwi eggs, they go to a hatchery, they're incubated, they're hatched, then they're released to a place like this that's predator free, and then maybe they move somewhere else again. Now we're going to go up and collect 20, 30, 40 kiwi at a time, and we're going to go and rebuild populations.
So for a wee while, we'll be able to tell you a wee bit about them.
According to the Department of Conservation, only about 10% of kiwi chicks survive to the age of 6 months. Stoats are responsible for more than half of kiwi chick deaths. I Taranaki, mo te hōtaka o ta atanei, ko Robin Martin aho.